Welcome to World Cup 2026 Pulse. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. One tournament, three fronts. Discipline, operations, and the fan economy all moved at once. And that pileup is the real story.
Start with discipline. After Spain's 1-0 win over Argentina on July 19th in East Rutherford, FIFA formally charged Argentina's federation and several individuals. The list includes three assault charges for Leandro Paredes in the post-game clashes, two for Nahuel Molina, and one for assistant coach Roberto Ayala. There are also charges tied to discriminatory chants and gestures, objects thrown, and a separate case over a Las Malvinas son Argentinas banner carried after beating England in the semifinals. Those are the specifics.
And prices added fuel. Group games in Vancouver and Toronto without Canada ran over $600 to $1,600, and the Spain-Argentina final averaged around $11,327, with the cheapest near $7,402. That's eye-watering.
The pattern predates the final. As we noted 3 weeks ago, a presidential call preceded the pause of Falerón Balogun's red card ban. A Harvard Independent roundup flagged more flashpoints. FIFA gave a new peace prize to Donald Trump at the Kennedy Center on December 5th. Somali referee Omar Artan was denied U.S. entry after 11 hours of interviews. And Iran's team faced visa hurdles so severe it relocated training to Tijuana with tight in-and-out timelines for U.S. matches.
So the tension is clear. If sanctions on Argentina feel light, rivals will cry favoritism. If they're heavy, Buenos Aires will say politics trumped fairness. And host country visa power isn't something FIFA can override mid-tournament.
What matters to fans is simple. Do rulings feel even-handed? And can teams actually get into the stadium to play? The disciplinary committee suspensions, fines, or stadium sanctions will set the tone for rematches and for how political displays are handled next cycle.
All right, how did the tournament actually run across that sprawl? 104 matches across 16 cities is massive.
The backbone leaned device first. Lenovo's partnership with FIFA put AI-capable endpoints at the edge. AI PCs handled local compute, so stadium workflows didn't wait on the cloud. A great example is RefCam. Referee-mounted cameras stabilized by on-device AI in near real time, turning jittery POV footage into broadcast-usable angles on the fly. That wasn't just gadgetry. It was latency control that kept moments on screen.
And fans felt it. FIFA's digital seatbelt pushed live stats and context to phones and tablets in stadium, while smart wayfinding in the official app rerouted crowds around security cordons in real time. You can't buffer a turnstile, so decisions had to be instant and local.
Buildings had to keep up too. A PropMoto analysis warned that smart venues decay if you set and forget the software. Rules drift, integrations break, and you burn energy or degrade the experience. Tuned right, they cited up to 30% lower energy use and 24% HVAC savings when systems adapt to live occupancy. The point? Day one commissioning isn't enough. Constant tuning protects comfort and costs.
And humans stitch the seams. An FIU write-up from a VIP coordinator described working all 104 matches, shuttling between Mexico, Miami, and New York, with Ops Hub set up in a FIFA VIP hotel in Surfside. Thousands of micro-movements, all synced.
Consequence for future events? Clubs, leagues, and mega-tournaments will copy the device-first Edge AI model and budget for upkeep. If you liked RefCam and real-time routing, that depends on maintenance, not just buying shiny hardware.
Let's hit the fan economy. Visa's mid-tournament data says match timing changed how people spent, not just how much.
The numbers are sharp. Weekday matches lifted consumer purchases 1.5 times more than weekends versus typical days. When games hit primetime locally, restaurants, bars, and coffee shops saw a 62% spike 6 hours after kickoff. Early morning match days drove a 68% jump in online grocery and food delivery 7 hours pre-kickoff. And right before daytime games, online entertainment purchases surged 86%.
Lesson for sponsors and broadcasters? Match day isn't one block anymore. One night you aim at late bar tabs, the next you chase pre-dawn delivery apps.
Teams are already reacting. Brazil, knocked out 2-1 by Norway in the round of 16, lined up friendlies against Australia and India in the first international break. That's market targeting, not just tune-ups. Tapping Asia-Pacific prime times, testing new audiences, and resetting brand momentum after a disappointing exit.
And back to Spain-Argentina. Any cultural fallout after the charges?
Two threads. The disciplinary outcomes will shape tone. In Spain's Ferran Torres, who scored the 106th-minute winner, publicly leaned into forgiveness, which cools tempers for now. Sponsors watch that vibe closely.
So bring it home. For fans, what's the single thing to keep an eye on?
Watch whether organizers double down on device-first operations. Ref cam on officials, AI PCs at gates, digital seatbelt and smart wayfinding staying live. Because if Edge Gear keeps making split-second calls locally, Lenovo ends up better positioned than cloud-only vendors, and the moments you care about are less likely to freeze, buffer, or miss the broadcast window. That's all for today.